And so we come along with a little tiny band-aid on his little ouchies, and we're going to put this on and think it's going to be okay.
那个伤是很大，但是我们却好像拿一个小小的那个绷带了，我们就想把它贴起来。
There is only one way, brothers and sisters, to handle that frustration when we walk through the bathroom and our spouse has left their wet towels there.
有的时候我们到了那个洗手间的时候，发现我们的先生或太太把那个湿的那毛巾放在那里了。
And that is we need to be reconstituted from the inside.
这个时候我们需要重新被组织起来，在我们的心里面。
Some of you college students are laughing. You say this doesn't apply to me, but just think of your roommates.
有的时候我们中间有一些大学生，我们觉得这跟我没有关系，不过。我们可以想想我们的室友。
And how many hundreds of little games we play to try to not be frustrated.
有的时候我们常常有一些小小的技巧，好像我们不会被这些事情打扰。
The problem is in our families, our children see that hypocrisy.
问题在家庭里面的时候，那儿女就看见这些法利赛人的光景。
They on one hand see us Sunday smiling.And singing, and especially when you look at these words, we have joy, we have patience in Christ, and we sing these things, and all they remember is 6 days of turmoil.
所以他们礼拜天的时候到教会，看见我们在那里唱诗歌，在听到那些话，好像喜乐啊、平安啊，就试着想，他就想到六天在家里面有很多那个好像。很混乱的情形。
Our children do not see the reality.
所以我们的儿女就没有看见那属灵的实际。
Children are looking for reality.
儿女们所要看到的乃是属灵的实际。
Since our time is closing, just want to finish with this one thought today, and that is.Not to scare us, but just to give us vision.
在最后呢，我们讲一件事，不是要让我们灰心呢，是让我们看到一件事。
As we look around us at the world and all the allurements of the world,
当我们看见这个整个世界的时候
，When we look at all the allurements that are portrayed on television, in the newspaper,
或者我们看见所有报纸上或电视上他们所彰显的那些东西。
I'm not talking about sinful things for this, but I'm talking about academic things, medical things.
我不是讲那些污秽的事，而是讲好像那些学术的事，那些医学上的事。
Business opportunities.
或者是那个可以做生意方面的事。
There is no way that false, hypocritical Christian living, or Christian parents are going to be able to alter this child's thinking away from these allurements.
实在讲起来，一个做父母的基督徒是不可能把一个孩子从这些东西里面来带出来的。
These allurements are far greater and far more sophisticated.Than anything that a little fellowship like this can produce.
这些东西啊，是太多了，是超过我们这个小小的这样一个聚会，好像我们所能够来克服的。
But there is one thing that the world cannot offer.
但是有一件事情，这个世界却不能给我们的。
And this is really what each of our children wants.
但是这却是我们的儿女们
Even though they might not know it yet, they want love,
所最需要的
They want love, joy, peace, kindness, gentleness, discipline.
他们需要爱，他们需要欢乐，他们需要平安，等等其他的东西。
This is really what our children want.
这才是我们的儿女们所要的。
But if our heart, our goals are River Oaks, Sweetwater, good position, more pay, the cultural things. Houston has a great cultural center downtown, Joan Paul Widnall. If these things are alike, our children will go that way.
如果我们的心里面是想要住到 River Oak， 或者想要住到 Sweetwater， 或者是想要享受那些文化上的事情，像Jones Hall 的那些事情的话，我们的儿女将来也是往这方面去。
This is not meant to condemn those things at all. This is meant only to just ask ourselves, where is our heart? Because where our heart is, that's where our children's heart will be.
这不是要定罪其他的人，乃是要让我们知道我们的心在什么地方，我们的儿女的心就在什么地方。
Not one of our children were born without the Lord Jesus saying Nishama, which is a Hebrew word, the breath of life he poured into that child.
当孩子生出来的时候呢，好像我们的神就把一个生命吹到他的里面去了。
And not one of our children will be born of Christ without Christ, God depositing Christ into them.
那我们的孩子生出来的时候都有基督的生命放在他们的里面。
Some people say that the definition of being a Christian is believing on the Lord Jesus Christ. I agree. But the definition that I love is God depositing Christ in a person.
有的人说一个人基督徒的定义就是他相信基督，但是我觉得一个更好的定义就是神借着基督把他的生命放在我们的里面。
And to the degree that deposit is that Christ has been deposited first in the parent, then to that degree will it begin to be deposited by the Holy Spirit into our children.
神的生命要先放在做父母的心里面，然后才能够借着父母把那个生命放在儿女的心里面。
Brothers and sisters, let's not be discouraged. I'm really encouraged that I just stand here and I think I just thought of a verse in it. I will complete what I began.
弟兄姊妹，我们不要灰心。我想到一节圣经，就是我是创始，我也要成终的。
I will bring a path. I will bring to fruition. I'll be bring to completion what I have begun.
神会做成，他会做完他所起手的工作。
And as we hunger and thirst after righteousness, then the kingdom of God is ours.
如果我们是渴慕真理，我们是渴慕那个国度的时候，神会完成的。
And it'll be our children.
我们的儿女也是一样。
May the Lord really help us.
让神帮助我们。
Father, we're just thankful that you are going to complete what you have begun. And as parents, as grandparents, as young parents, we give ourselves to thee this morning, just saying, Lord, we're totally inadequate in any area of the Christian life. But you are total adequate. You've made all provision for us. And we're thankful for that. In Jesus' name. Amen. I'm going to pray that.
主耶稣，我们感谢你，因为我们知道我们自己的不能，求你帮助我们，给我们一个在你面前一个渴慕受教的心，好叫我们也能够带领我们的儿女。我们这样的祷告呢，是奉靠基督耶稣的名。
Amen. Come only with our minds. We will only come with our emotions, our feelings, our own personal reasoning, and not glean, not catch the fullness, the mystery of the Lord Jesus, the mystery of the church, without our eyes being open.
Amen.
So right now, Father, we ask that you would anoint the speaker, that I would speak, Father, your words, the translation, Father, that nothing would be lost in the translation, and that you would open the ears and the eyes of each ear, that we would see very clearly the word that you have for us today. Anoint this time, cover it, We ask this in Christ's name. Amen. Psalm 127:1.
这边 127篇。
Psalm 127:1.
诗篇 127篇 第一节。
Unless the Lord builds a house, they labor in vain who builds it. Unless the Lord guards the city, the watchman stays awake in vain.
若不是耶和华建造房屋，建造的人就枉然劳力。 若不是耶和华看守城池，看守的人就枉然警醒。
Unless the Lord builds our family, we labor in vain.
若不是神来建立我们的家庭，我们就是枉然了。
Unless the Lord raises our children for Christ, we raise them in vain.
若不是神亲自来抚养我们的孩子，我们的努力就是枉然。
Last week we entered into this subject of raising our children for Christ, and we more or less just gave an introduction.
上礼拜我们开始来交通这个题目的时候，我们只是讲了一个概论就是了。And
just to help us remember, we will just cover briefly the things that we discussed last week.
帮助我们记得的关系，我们稍微讲一下。
We discussed last week that the most important thing that we as parents have to do is to raise God's children for Christ.
我们上礼拜讲到，最重要的是，一个父母要注意的，就是要为着主来抚养孩子。God's
purpose, God's kingdom, God's will is one thing.
神的目的，神的旨意，神的国度是一件事。And
that is that Christ would be preeminent in all things.
就是要让神充满在一切的事物上。
We were impressed with that thought as we came before the Lord's table, that God's purpose, His will, and His kingdom is around one person, the Lord Jesus.
我们每一次来到饼杯的面前的时候，我们都知道一件事，就是神的目的、旨意和国度都在基督的身上。
And as we see that, it goes without saying that He would want our children to grow up and recognize that Christ is number one.
我们自然知道，神盼望我们的儿女长大以后，他们是把基督摆在首位。In
the Darby translation, it says that Christ be put first place, Colossians 1:18.
在哥罗西书第一章18节的时候，达比翻译是说要把基督摆在最重要的地方。We
noted last week that so raising our children for Christ is our number one responsibility. We are totally inadequate.
我们又知道，抚养为着主来抚养孩子这件事，我们是非常的缺欠的。
Brothers and sisters, we do not have the spiritual ability to bring about spiritual activity and changes in our family.
我们并没有那个属灵的能力来带领把那个属灵的影响力带进我们的家庭。
And yet we try a lot of different ways to try to accomplish that.
但是我们却 用很多的方法想要达到这个目的。We
try to learn Christ academically.
我们就想要从思想方面来了解基督。Everything
in life that we learn, everything in this world that we learn through a textbook.
我们在世界上所学的一切事物，我们都从书本上学来的。Or
through a teacher teaching a certain principle.
或者 有一些老师教导我们一些原则。
And we often move into spiritual things, into Christian things and attempt to do exactly the same thing.
所以自然而然在我们学习属灵的事物的时候，我们也想用同样的方法。
Without the life, without the spirit, we try to learn 14 principles, and I think everyone probably when we anticipated this, looking into this, we were trying to find out what are the 8 ways to overcome a particular problem.
我们好像希望能够找到一些简单的方法来解决我们一些问题。
My son and daughter are going this way. I see them rebelling. Now give me 3 ways to get them to turn around and come back.
好比说我的儿子或女儿，他们走到一个方向，他们走在悖逆的路上。好，我是不是可以学到三个方法可以使他们回转过来？
The problem is our children have been poisoned.
问题是我们的儿女好像中了毒一样。
Our children have been poisoned with the poison of Satan.
中了撒旦的毒。
Who said, I am going to be greater than God.
撒旦说我要比神还要大。
Adam and Eve who said, I will be as good or if not greater than God.
亚当和夏娃他们也说我要像神一样的聪明。
They have been poisoned with the heart of Cain and the heart of Korah, who was rebellious, and the heart of Balaam.
他们就好像中了那个可拉他们的心里面那个想法一样。
They don't know it, and often we do not realize that that poison possesses every cell in their body.
不但是我们儿女他们不知道，有的时候我们自己也不知道。
We spoke last week that even when a child is Stephen's age, just a few months old, they already start to show that poison, that rebellion.
就像像 Stephen 这样小的一个孩子，他已经能够表现出他里面那个中毒的情形。
The world, and the Bible both tell us that a child needs spanking.
这个圣经上也告诉我们说，管教孩子是需要的。
And the Proverbs teaches that spanking has a rightful place.
在箴言里面甚至告诉我们说管教孩子是有它的重要性的。
But what we're going to talk about today is deeper than that.
但是今天我们所要讲的超过那个管教。
I mentioned the world often knows how to give spanking, but it doesn't change the heart.
世人也知道要来责打孩子，但是他们却不能了解。
So firm discipline and punishment have a way, but it does not get down and change that being.
虽然我们有教训有责打，但是却不能够影响一个人的心。
And what we're interested in, brothers and sisters, is having a changed being.
但是我们所重视的乃是一个人里面的改变。
Not a religious person.
不是一个人很有宗教的修养。
We often use the statement, they will grow out of it.
我们常常讲一句话说他长大就改变了。
No child has ever grown out of that rebellion that we see even at a year old.
不会有一个人自然而然的就会脱去那个从小有的那个本性。
We think of the terrible twos that when, as if the when they're three, then all of a sudden it's going to evaporate.
我们常常讲，那小孩子两岁的时候他是最顽皮的，但是到三岁的时候他就更厉害了。
Children learn to adapt.
小孩子他也会学习适应的。
Their old sin nature, instead of whining and crying, becomes more sophisticated.
他们小时候的那些吵闹的那个习性呢，慢慢他也会改的。
Instead of saying no and falling down on the floor and stomping their feet up and down, they learn to say, please.
小的时候他可能是在地上耍赖踢脚，但长大以后呢，他可能会说请。
All for the purpose of getting their own way.
但是他的目的还是一样。
So we learn all as we get into first grade and have to deal with a lot of people. Other kids, we learn that by sitting a certain way, we receive favor from the teacher.
当我们到学校 一年级的时候，我们就发现，如果我能够做得很乖，也许就会得到我想要得到的东西。
By developing manners, we find a way that we can be at the top of the class and receive honor.
如果我们能够学习有很好的那个态度的话，我们就可以在班上得到最前面的位置。
But the question is, has the child changed?
但是我们所要问的问题是，是不是这个孩子真的改变？
Brothers and sisters, often we think of raising our children for Christ so that they might have eternal life.
我们常常说我们要为神抚养这个孩子的目的就是希望他能够得到永生。
And the highest dream that we could ever have is that our children go to the university, become good citizens, and be a worker in the church, and go to heaven.
我们常常讲，我们有一个梦，就是那个孩子能够进大学，然后他能够有一个在工作，并且在教会里面他也有服侍，最后呢他到天堂去了。
Eternal life is one speck of sand in the fullness of Christ. Excuse me, let me say it this way. Having a ticket to heaven is just one small part of the Christian life.
能够进入天堂啊，只不过是那个基督徒那个目的的一部分。
But much of our understanding is if I receive Christ, then I've got a ticket to heaven, and that's all I need to do.
有的时候我们自己也是这样认为，如果我能够相信主恩，能够进入天堂，那这就是一切了。
As the Lord increases our vision, we see that there is much more that the Lord wants.
当神开启我们的时候，我们就看见还有许多其他的。
Much more than he wants to give us.
有许多神要赏赐给我们的。
He doesn't want us just to go to heaven. He wants to also give us, when we get there, an inheritance.
他不是只要我们到天堂，他并且要我们继承他的产业。
The Lord's plan is that we rule and reign with him.
神的计划乃是我们与他一同作王。
But in order for this to occur, God has to reconstitute us.
要让这件事情能够发生的话，神要把他自己组织在我们的里面。
The character of Christ has to be born in us.
那个神的那个特质需要在我们的里面产生。
At salvation, that birth occurs.
那个 ，Can you say that again?
At salvation, that birthing of life begins.
当我们被拯救的时候呢，那个新的生命就在我们里面开始了。
But then it takes 7 years to develop it.
那却需要很多年才能够在我们的心里面慢慢长成。
For to come into fullness.
使它能够成为丰满。
So.Our outline for this little ministry was, number one, of course, we do not have the ability to raise God's children for Christ.
所以头一件事我们要了解的就是我们这个人本身是没有这个能力替神抚养这个孩子。
Jesus says, I am the word, Christ then becomes the answer.
但当基督说他说我就是道路的时候，我们就知道他是这个问题的答案。
And as we get further into this subject, we are going to discuss different portions of the word that give us some direction.
所以当我们在继续来交通这个题目的时候，我们就要从神的话里面来找到一些原则。
But it's not, again, as we said earlier, enough just to know the word.
并不是我们知道这些话就足够了。
But that word has to get down inside of us, and then it has to begin bearing fruit.
这话语必须要进到我们的里面，并且能够结出果实来。
Now for those of you who have come to find out what the answer is, And so that you won't go home disappointed. Let's just spend a little bit of time this morning looking at some practical things.
为了使你们那些想得到一些方法的人不至于太过于失望，我们也能够讨论一些实际上的问题。
I think as we get into the practical questions, you will start to see why we spent an hour of time with a little bit of background.
当我们来讲这些实际的情形的时候，你就会知道为什么我们需要花一个小时来讲一些基础的东西。
There are a lot of things in the Bible, not only how to raise your children for Christ, that we would like to have an answer to.
在圣经上里面有很多讲到关于怎样抚养小孩子的事情。
Some of us are too old to have children. Some of us in here aren't even married.
我们当中有一些人年纪已经超过那个抚养孩子了，那有一些还不到结婚的年龄。
Help me with that a couple of years. I guess they're getting. What we're going to be talking about just in the next few minutes, if we would just focus that this is going to be the key for any question that we have in the Bible. For example, if we want to know how to pray, there is a key. If we want to know how to raise our children for Christ, there is a key. If we want to know how to be holy, there is a key. If we want to know how to have the Lord's life live in us, there is a key.
我们将要讲的东西呢，会帮助我们来了解很多问题的答案。如果我们要知道怎么样来抚养孩子，这有一个关键的一个问题。如果我们要知道怎么样祷告，有一个关键的问题。如果我们要知道其他的种种问题，有一个关键的问题，我们需要先知道。
The disciples prayed probably many times.
门徒们常常祷告。
But all of a sudden they watched a person pray and they felt like they'd never prayed before.
后来他们看到一个人祷告，他们就好像觉得他们从来不会祷告一样。
They listened to the Lord Jesus and they said, this guy is talking like he knows who he's talking to.
他们看到基督在祷告的时候，他们就觉得这个人好像在跟一个人讲话一样。
This thing wasn't a duty, this thing wasn't a habit, this thing wasn't perfunctory or mechanical. He was talking to someone.
他们看见主耶稣祷告的时候，好像不像个责任，也不像一个形式，也不像一个惯例，也不是很机械化，好像他是真正在跟一个人讲话一样。
They had heard the Pharisees talk many times, but it seemed as if their prayers were to one another and to themselves.
法利赛人也常常祷告的，可是他们的祷告看起来好像是彼此讲话，或者是一样的。
But here was someone who had an open heaven.
但是这里有一个人祷告的时候好像天为他打开一样。
In Luke 11:1, we see one of the keys, and don't need to look it up. Luke 11:1, it says, one of the disciples says, teach us to pray.
在路加福音那里，实际上里面有一个很重要的话，就是门徒说，教导我怎么祷告。
He said,Teach us to pray.
他说来教导我们怎么祷告。
And from that came our Lord's Prayer.
所以主就告诉他们怎么样祷告。
Many different places in the Bible, we see this little key where there is a problem and the person cries out and says, God, teach us.
我们从圣经里面很多地方都会看见这同样的情形，就是有一个人，他有一个问题，他向神说，教导我。
One two-word prayer has received more answers than probably all the long prayers put together in all the world.
两个字的祷告，得到的答案比很多长的祷告还要更多。
Help, Lord.
这个两个字就是主啊，帮助我。
The reason this becomes a key is because we have come to the end.
为什么这两个字这么重要呢？因为这个两个字就说明我们发现我们已经到了尽头了。
The Lord, and this is, should be a little bit of encouragement. Any of you that are, have questions, problems right now in raising your children, this should be a word of encouragement. The Lord often lets us go to the end of ourselves before He opens heaven to us.
我们可以得到一点安慰，因为神常常是让我们走到我们自己的尽头的时候，然后才替我们打开一条路。
So those who might be having some real difficulty, real problem, take encouragement.
如果我们有一些人经历到一些问题的时候，我们不要太失望。
The Lord wants us to fall down and say.Teach me how to raise God's children for Christ.
神要我们到一个地步，我们可以向他说主啊，教导我。
Okay, let's just take a question just to sort of to begin to apply some of those things that we have been talking about. And once we get a pattern here, we'll start to see really how simple God's plan is.What makes raising children is complicated is that we have a combination of spiritual things and the world's way of doing it.
我们要讲有几件事，然后我们就会清楚，其实不是那么难的。我们最大的问题就是我们要把属灵的事的原则跟属事的原则混在一起。
The world's way is to talk and to write a book.
世界的方法就是要教导甚至来写一本书。
So every time there's a particular problem about anything, doesn't matter if it's time, marriage, women, whatever the problem is, what do? We write a book.
所以只要是有任何的问题产生了，不管是婚姻的或者是家庭的，就很多的书被人写出来。
Instead of going to the Lord.
他们不会去寻求神的帮助。
So let's look at our first question that someone asked, how to teach unselfishness.
这里头一个问题讲到我们怎么样教导一个孩子成为一个不自私的人。
From our introduction, I think we should already have a clue.
从我们的概论的时候我们应该知道这个答案。
And the clue is, or the point is, we can't.
这个答案就是我们不能。
Why can't we?
为什么我们不能呢?
Because we're selfish. How can a selfish person teach an unselfish person anything?
因为我们自己是一个自私的人，怎么一个自私的人怎么可能教导另外一个人成为一个不自私的人呢?
I might never be asked to continue this after the next thing I said.
我可能大家可能就叫我不要再讲了。我下面。如果大家听我下面
So may the Lord just give us a whole lot of grace so that we can receive this.
盼望神给我们很多的恩典，让我们听到这个话的时候可以接受它。
Our children are an exact image, a mirror of us.
我们的孩子就是我们这个人的形象。
May I continue? I have to remind myself that even to this day,
甚至到了如今，我还需要常常提醒我自己。
And I'm very thankful for my wife who reminds me that we were 24 and at one time.
我的太太常常提醒我说。我从前也经过24岁这个年龄。
And we're asking the Lord to give us grace to allow, for example, Christy and Steve to go through their 20s, just like our parents allowed us to go through our 20s.
我们需要让我们的儿女们经过这个二十几岁这个年龄，就像我们的父母容忍我们经过二十几岁这个年龄。
Because the principle applies. My daughter, my son, are a reflection.Of me.
这个原则就是我的女儿或的儿子，他们就反映出我自己的光景。
So, in a practical way, how do we teach unselfishness?
所以，那这样说来，我们怎么样能够教导儿女
不自私呢？
To the degree that the Lord has dealt with our unselfishness, to that degree we will be able to train our children in unselfishness.
如果神能够教导我们多少就成为不自私，我们就能够教导我们的儿女多少不自私。
Our children, and some of you computer people are going to help me, because we have a large computer at work. I don't know how to even turn it on. But it seems to me that you can have an empty computer that needs a lot of programming or stuff to be put into that thing.
我想用电脑的事情来做一个解释。一个电脑可能是空的，它需要很多的程式放在里面，它才能够帮。
Our children are just like that. They are this computer that needs to be programmed. It's empty. It needs to be programmed.
这孩子有的时候像一个电脑一样，需要有程式放在它的里面。
I use the word empty, and I don't. That really contradicts what I said earlier. It really has to. It's really been programmed with bad stuff. A selfish heart.And it has to be reprogrammed. That's the right word. It needs to be reprogrammed.
事实上呢，这个孩子的并不是一个空的电脑，而是它里面已经充满了他自己已经有的程式，而我们所需要的是重新来写那个程式。
Who is the person that writes the program? A programmer?
Programmer.
The parent is the programmer.
那个父母呢，就是程式设计的人。
And as Christ has been programmed into your life, to that extent then, you're able to program the child.
如果你自己已经被改变了，被重新写过了，你才能够来改变你的儿女们。
Now I see your mind going a mile a minute, and I'm going to help you in one area of encouragement. Don't look back.
我看大家好像思想就在想来想去，我来帮助大家一下，我们不要讲以前的事。
Our daughter was 6 years old before Ann and I realized the centrality and the importance of Christ.
一直等到我们的女儿到六岁的时候，我才发现这基督的宝贵。
And as we came into seeing the importance of putting Christ first, Anita, oh boy, 6 years. And the Catholics say, you know, if you haven't done it by 7 years, it's too late.
所以当我们发现让孩子认识基督这件事情这么重要的时候，已经六年已经过去了。那天主教说，如果到七岁的时候这小孩子还不行的话，就没有希望了。
But thank the Lord. It's never too late. What Paul says, forgetting the past, and from this time on, moving the vision and the revelation that the Lord gives us.
感谢神，永远不会太晚的。保罗说，我们要忘记背后，努力面前的。
It's the enemy that brings guilt and condemnation on us.
那个仇敌把那个定罪跟那个自责放在我们的心里面。
So as the Lord begins to show us even our own selfishness, husband and wife, let's repent and move on.
当神光照我们，让我们看见我们自己的自私的时候，这个时候我们就悔改，然后我们继续往前。
Last week we looked at the ninth chapter of Nehemiah.
上周我们看见尼希米记的第九章。
And we see a whole chapter of here of a people who, what happened when they put Christ first? And at the first part of that chapter, by repentance.
但是这个敬拜却是从悔改开始的。
People who cried out to the Lord and said, we can't do it.
一些人向神祷告说，我们不能。
We can't live the Christian life, only Christ can.
我们不能过一个基督的生活。
As a result of that repentance, their heart began to worship.
就是因为那个悔改的关系，他们的心就能够向神有敬拜。
And then we see a result, a change of their lifestyle in the 10th chapter.
然后我们就看见他们的生活在第十章就开始有改变了。
one of the questions we have here is separation. One, the very first thing they did is they separated from the world.
头一件事他们所做的就是他们开始与世人有分别。
Brothers and sisters, this does not mean becoming a hermit. This means a heart separation.
这个是表示他们的心跟世人有分别了。
So, tomorrow, Monday, you and I will go out into the world.
明天就是星期一的时候，我们就要重新走到这个世界当中。
It's a very cruel world, and the Lord does not spare us from the cruelty of that world.
这个世界是一个非常冷酷的世界，但是神却没有叫我们离开这个世界。
This week, personally, I am trying to settle 3 lawsuits.
这个礼拜，我要解决三个官司。
These 3 lawsuits are related to me sharing Christ to a Jewish employee.
这个官司都是因为我想要把基督介绍给一个犹太人。
As a result of much pressure in the hospital, his wife with cancer, I shared the Lord with him.
当时候那个人有问题，他的太太有癌症，那个时候我向他介绍基督。
2 years ago, he began several lawsuits which ended up being 3.
两年以前呢，他就开始控告，到现在有三个那个官司。
A lot of time in business, a lot of wear and tear, and a lot of cost as a result of this.
这就让我经历到许多的难处，并且也有很多财务上的损失。
But the Lord just never made it just go away automatically.
神并没有让这些事情离开。
He's constantly giving grace and wisdom and peace throughout the pressure.
神就是不断的给我平安在我的里面。
And brothers and sisters, as I read those pages and pages of documents and see the lies that have been fabricated in any lawsuit, it would tear me up if it wasn't for the Lord producing life.
当我看见那些诉讼的文件的时候，有许多的谎言在里面。如果不是神在我的里面，我就会被这些事情所影响。
So tomorrow, we don't ask for a change of environment. We ask for a change of spirit.
所以明天我们不要去希望这个环境有什么样的改变，而是我们自己有所改变。
There was one unselfish person, one man who walked the face of this earth.
只有一个不自私的人曾经在这个地上。
Only one.
只有一个。
And there will only be one in the future.
而且在将来也是只有一个。
That's our Lord Jesus.
那就是我们的主基督。
So as we look at this first thing, the solution or the application to us is to fall on our feet and tell the Lord that we are a selfish people and that the Lord needs to do something in our lives in order for us then to train our children.
所以回答这些问题的时候，我们需要先在神的面前承认我们是一个自私的人，所以让神来教导我们。
Our children see husbands that are very demanding from their wives.
当我们的孩子看见那个做父亲的是是 是充满要求的。
I don't know if I have ever shared my testimony with you, but I'm going to share one small point.
我想要讲我自己里面经历的一件事。
In 1971, I had a secretary that wasn't totally efficient.
在1970年的时候，那我那个时候有一个秘书，他做事情不是非常有效率。
She was not exactly attractive, but I did not have a whole lot to do, and she did the job very well, what I needed for her to do.
她虽然不是很好，但是对于我当时候那些工作来讲，她是可以胜任的。
But even with her small responsibility, I had to watch carefully for mistakes and things like that.
虽然她的责任并不是很多，但是我还是需要看看她有没有错误的地方。
And she would feel very bad. She says, "Oh, I forgot."
有的时候她说我又忘记了。
And I would say, "No problem. We'll get it taken care of, and we would go on."
那我就说没有什么问题的。那我们会解决这个问题，我们还是继续吧。
The Holy Spirit took that incident one day and said, "Why aren't you as forgiving to your wife?"
有一天呢，神就用这个来提醒我说，那为什么对你自己的太太，你不是这么容易原谅呢
？Why aren't you that tolerant to your wife？
为什么你对自己的太太不能够这么容忍呢
？I had no place to go but to pray。
我好像就觉得没有地方可走，我只有在神面前悔改。
And I recognized I could not even alter that thought in my life. It had to be something that Christ had to begin to born.
我就发现好像我自己都没有办法来改变我心里面那个想法，那好像是神的生命在我里面开始。
At that time, I was 29 years of age, and I had started dating Anne 12 years previous when we were 17.
那个时候我已经29了。但是我们头一次开始的时候是12年以前，是17的时候。
The Holy Spirit is a great teacher because he brought very vividly in my mind what I thought of Anne when she was 17.
那个时候神就教导我，就把当时我们17岁的时候那个时候的情形我们就看见了。
She walked on water.
就是17岁的时候那个意思就是非常非常厉害了。
She could not make a mistake.
她不会犯任何错误的。
I always wanted to be with her. I always wanted to be with her.
我无时无刻都盼望跟她在一起。
But I got involved in business and I found myself spending much more time in business.
后来当我开始有自己的事业以后，我就花很多的时间在事业的上面。
That was the first time that the Lord began to work His life into me in a very practical way.
那个时候神才开始把他的生命放在我的里面，在很多实际上的事情让我有所学习。
Brother and sister, I had been saved for 24 years at that time.
那个时候我已经得救24年了。
When I was the age of Jan and Jackie, I knew I was going to go to heaven.
当我像 Jackie 这个年龄的时候呢，我觉得我已经要上天堂了。
It was very clear to me.
对我来讲是一个非常清楚的一件事。
But the Lord Jesus had not become a living thing.
但是基督还并没有成为一个活的基督在我里面。
So those first six years or those first six years of Christy's life, she heard when I would come upstairs at night, I would be talking about selfish things.
所以在我女儿头六年的时候，她会看见我常常有一些自私的。
I would say that this was not right, and this is mine, and I want to get it back.
我常常会讲说这是我的，这是我要拿回来的。
And since she's an unprogrammed person, I was programming her with this.
因为她是一个没有接受程式的，所以我好像就把这个自私就写到她的里面去了。
Children do not understand our words, probably maybe too much the first year, vocabulary words.
我们的儿女不太能够了解我们所说的话。
I think they understand our spirit even in the womb.
但是他们却能够了解我们的地球的光景，甚至他们还没有出生的时候。
And the day that they are born, they start to feel either love, unselfishness, unrebellion, or they feel antagonism.
他们可以感受到爱，他们也可以感受到不自私，他们也可以感受到不悖逆，他们另外一方面也可以感受到那个我们里面的那个光景。
So the first and most important point in unselfishness is realize number one we're selfish. Christ wasn't selfish, and as we commit, repent to the Lord, He starts to build unselfishness in us, and at that point, we will start to see the selfishness in our children.
所以这个问题的步骤是这样，首先我们要承认我们是自私的，基督是不自私的，我们要请求基督教导我们不自私，当基督的那个不自私在我们里面的时候，我们就开始看见那个不自私在我们的孩子身上。
What I just said is not experienced and done, then getting down to the next step, which are some practical things, make no sense.
如果我刚才交通了这样，我们并没有去做的话，那些实际上的那些都没有意义的。
Every child in this world is more wiser than hypocrisy.
每一个孩子们，他们都比那个法利赛人还要聪明的。
A child can see hypocrisy in a minute.
那个孩子可以看见那个里外不合的那个情形。
If we are coming, for example, to the fellowship out of duty, out of a tradition, out of guilt, our children recognize that.
如果我们来聚会是因为习惯，是因为传统，那我们的孩子也是知道的。
To the degree that it's a reality on us, to that degree, then it'll become a reality in our children.
如果我们的身上那个是一个实际的光景，有一天那同样的光景也会在我们的孩子身上出现。
Let's just continue here. We haven't even really touched that, but just to get it sort of a flow here. How do we handle rebellion?
我们再看另外一个，我们怎么样处理那个悖逆的那个情形？
What's the answer? We can't.
答案又是同样的，我们不能。
We must start with that first. The tendency always, the enemy has deceived us into moving into the second, third, or fourth step first. We must start like that disciple who says, we don't know how to pray. We've been praying every day, but we don't know how to pray. And so we must say, we can't.
我们必须要回到那个步骤，就是我们不能，然后我们才能够走下一步。
Why can't we, brothers and sisters?
为什么我们不能
？Why can't we? The answer?
为什么我们不能呢？因为我们 ，because we are rebellious.
We are rebellious. He even listening. He has to listen because he has to translate. Because we are. How many people have walked the face of the earth and have not been rebellious?
有多少人在这个地上走的人，他是不悖逆的。
How many in the future walk the face of the earth and not be rebellious?
有多少人在将来他们是不悖逆的？
So therefore, our answer again becomes Christ in His unrebellious life must be reconstituted in us first.
所以基督需要重新在我们里面组织起来。
Do we have anyone here, this is a rhetorical question, that has a child that you've noticed that there is no rebellion in?
我们当中有任何一个人他有一个小孩他是完全不悖逆的。
Maybe that's why everyone is still listening.
这就是为什么我们都还在听的原因。
I do not want to make light of this, this is very serious.
我希望大家能够认识这是一个很严肃的一个问题。
If our children do not respond when we say come, they will not respond to the Lord when the Lord says come.
如果 当我们对那个孩子说来，而他没有反应的时候，将来当基督说来的时候，他也不会有反应。
It is our responsibility at this particular time while they are children to prepare them for the Lord to teach them further spiritual things.
是我们的责任在这个时候教导他们，好叫有一天他们能够被主所教导。
But I've often asked myself the question, why does the Lord allow us 20-year-olds and 30-year-olds who don't know anything to have these children?
有时候我就会问神，为什么会让一些人二十几岁、三十几岁都什么也不知道，却有了孩子？
And I think this is an encouragement again. This is an encouragement.
我想，我们也可以在这里得到鼓励的。
Because the Lord teaches us about His relationship with us as children through our children.
因为神要借着我们教导孩子这件事来告诉我们他怎么样教导我们。
So the Lord is right now is teaching us through our children how He wants us to respond.
所以这个时候借着我们的孩子，神要教导我们，我们应该怎么样对他对我们的带领有回应。
Brothers and sisters, how are we going to cease from being rebellious to God, to our God?
姊妹，我们怎么样能够停止我们对神的悖逆呢？
None of us can say today, I'm not going to be rebellious to my spouse anymore.
我相信没有一个人我们可以说这个话，说我从今天以后就不再悖逆我的。
The next time my spouse says something that crosses me up and makes me upset, I'm just going to ignore it.